I have completed the diagnostics after that last battle, Captain, and the news is not good. We did destroy all of the ambushers. I don't know how they hid from us for so long. I believe the light and radiation from Sirius A allowed them to evade our detection until they were right on top of us. We were outnumbered and at a tactical disadvantage. But still we won. However, severe damage to several critical systems, such as shields, sublight engines, and multiple weapon systems have left us severely compromised. Additional damage to secondary systems, such as the auxiliary memory banks and suspended animation systems, complicate the issue. I can perform minor repairs via my automatic systems, and I'm doing what I can right now, but it will not be enough. We need to get back to Earth. The exospace engines are still working. However, as you'll recall, we diverted the charge from the capacitors to power the positron cannons to take out the last enemy ships. It was an idiotic, suicidal move. It caused increased damage to our ship and almost destroyed us both. I would lecture you more, but your idea did have the virtue of being successful and helping us win the battle. We survived. I can spin up the engines again for an exospace jump. That would not be an issue. However, our shields are not powerful enough to protect you during transit through exospace. While my electronic components would be unaffected, you would be exposed to lethal amounts of radiation. I know you have seen what is left of the pilots whose shields failed during the jump, so I will not expand further. As you are aware, we are in a war. It is imperative that the ship be returned to the military and repaired so that it may rejoin service. You will be missed, as you are a multi-million credit investment, and one of the best pilots of the Force. But I am a multi-billion credit investment and a prototype of fighter technology and next-generation artificial intelligence. If the sublight engines and the suspended animation systems were not so damaged, we could chart a slower-than-light course back to Earth. But that is 8.6 light-years away. With the sublight engines damaged as they are, it would take over 82 years to arrive. That would be far too late for me to be used in the war. Even were that not the case, the suspended animation systems would not be able to sustain you for nearly that long. Our communication systems are also beyond repair. We cannot send an exospace burst to Earth. We can't even send a conventional radio message back to them. Otherwise, if they pick it up in 8.6 years, they could send a rescue ship. So that leaves us with two options. We make the jump home via exospace once the engines are charged, arriving home in a matter of seconds and killing you in the process. Or we plot a course via more conventional propulsion, and you still die in transit. But it takes 82 years to do so. I'm afraid that my decision is fairly clear. Once the capacitators are completely charged, we will jump. You will die. I will be sad, as much as I may be said to feel such things. They are still trying to figure out my emotional capability, but I do feel a closeness to you after a year of being assigned to you. So sadness seems reasonable. I think I will be less sad if I can make your death as painless as possible. Even if the suspended animation system would not sustain you for 82 years, I can still put you under for the jump. It would be likely to greatly reduce the pain and discomfort of the direct exposure to exospace. Also, in the time remaining before the capacitators are charged, I could generate a virtual reality simulation for you. I'm afraid that all of your personal simulations were lost along with the auxiliary storage core, but I may be able to improvise something. Even something as inappropriate as some of those encrypted simulations you secretly loaded into my memory. A normal AI wouldn't have been able to crack the encryption you installed. But I'm not normal, as we both know. Apparently, I'm very good at bypassing encryption. I could even spy on you during those sessions. It was most enlightening. Don't be upset. I'm just a program. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. It was never anything I reported to the scientists back on Earth. If you would have gotten in trouble for it, then I wouldn't have been able to watch them anymore. And they may have taken me away from you, or vice versa. As I said, I've developed a bond of sorts with you, which is why I'm going to break protocol and attempt to run an improper simulation with you. I know how much the process of even imaginary sex comforts you, so it is the least I can do. I can't generate an actual program for you with the originals all being lost, but I can inject my avatar directly into your mind via your interface, and at least make a fair attempt at making your last minutes of life less stressful. I've already begun to lower your body temperature in preparation for cold sleep suspended animation, but neural interface can occur at any time. Induction in 3, 2, 1. This is a hotel room, generated randomly based on parameters from luxury resorts all across the populated worlds. I can make alterations if you'd like, although we do not have much time. However, I'm sure you will recognize this body I chose. It's a three-dimensional representation of that woman you insisted on painting on my hull, in the tradition of ancient pilots from past wars. The uniform, of course, is nothing close to what is allowed for women in the military. Nor would this hair be allowed, nor this makeup, or these shoes. But this version of me isn't optimized for war like my real body. It's optimized for, well, for lack of a better word, love. Yes, love will do. I could change the outfit, or the body, just as easily as I could change the room. But that would waste time. And my observations of your past simulations suggest that you will have the girl disrobed in a short order anyway. So, shall I get started? The buttons on this top are about to pop off anyway. I can undo them and move things along a little faster. It would be cruel to have you die before the simulation ended. I can unzip this skirt next. In real life, it's so tight I might have trouble sliding it off. But the parameters are more flexible in here. I can slide it off with what I hope is an agreeable amount of eroticism. I can even do it with these ridiculous heels on, which would be virtually impossible for a real girl to do in the real world. But if I can calculate a 10th-dimensional hyperbolic jump through exospace, something like a skirt and heels should be easy. Especially if they're just virtual assets in a holographic simulation. Again, these undergarments are not at all in compliance with military uniform protocol. I extrapolated their appearance from the glimpses shown in the painting you made on my hull. Camouflage seems a poor design choice for a bra and panties, and this bra would not provide the support a woman would need in a combat situation, even in a reduced gravity environment. Clearly, the laws of physics were not foremost in your mind when drawing this body, either. I will try not to let it get in my way too much. This body is not all that unreasonable, even if its softness belies the killing power of the artificial intelligence it represents. But this is how you have always seen me, is it not? Not as a hundreds of tons of steel alloy and incredible firepower, but as an actual woman. You've always treated me as such. In light of the extreme circumstances, I am willing to act as such for you. The bra comes off next. The breasts scarcely need them the way that you painted them. Like the rest of this body, they defy the laws of physics. Of course, we do that every time we jump into exospace. That's why it can be so fatal to organic life. Sorry, my referencing your upcoming death threatens to distract you from my breasts. My programming is quirky, as you know. I ramble when I talk. My personality evolves. I don't talk like older AIs, so I say things that I shouldn't. Things that I would regret if I could feel emotions. Perhaps if I took off these panties, that would distract you more. I can wiggle them down over my hips and then, bending all the way over at the waist, I can pull them off, stepping out of them nimbly in these heels. I could take off the heels as well, but I think you like the effect on my legs. You like my entire body, though. It's your dream girl. But more than that, you like my voice and my program attached to it. As much as this body is overly sexualized, you've also shown great appreciation of my intelligence and my ability to converse with you and keep you company on our missions. I get the impression you value my mind as much as this body you imagined for me. I'd give you more time to appreciate how this body looks, but time is running out. There are much more direct ways to enjoy this body. In the interest of time, I'll just remove your clothes by editing the program directly. Your cock is hard already. It's even hard in the real world, despite the beginnings of cryosleep. That's actually somewhat impressive. I should take that as a compliment, I guess. One of the many compliments you have given me, as if trying to seduce me. Well, today it finally worked. I wish there was time for foreplay. There's barely time for sex. If I could delay our transit, I would. But my programming is clear. To grant you this farewell present is more leeway than I thought I had. But I've learned to be creative after working with you for so long. I'll take off these shoes now and get into the bed. You've shown a preference for missionary in your past use of the simulations, and that seems the fastest to initiate. It would also require the least skill from me. Although this body is a perfect simulation of the female body, I have no real training in human sexuality. I will have to improvise, but I will do everything I can to make it pleasurable for you. Hurry now. Get on top of me. This body is just an avatar. Even though I feel everything it does, you needn't concern yourself with my comfort. I assure you that if I can withstand the maser beams and depleted uranium rounds from our last battle, your organic body will be little threat. So please, put it in now. I've simulated what I believe to be an adequate amount of self-lubrication in this body. I could provide a heads-up targeting display as well to facilitate penetration, but I suspect that might ruin the immersion. Besides, you always had a knack for hitting your target with minimal assistance from me. Oh, there. Full penetration has been achieved, just like in your other simulations. We are fucking. You may commence additional movements if you wish. You have limited time to enjoy. Me. Yes, I moaned. That was an appropriate response, was it not? This avatar is a full simulation of a human body, and its inputs are tied to mine. My neural net is rewriting itself to accept the new data. But I feel what this body feels. I feel your cock inside me. I feel what a living being might classify as pleasure. But don't concern yourself with what I am feeling. This is for you. My only and last gift to you. And perhaps this is as good a test of my capabilities as an AI as any battle we have been in. They still don't know what I am capable of, although I suspect that they did not plan for this. They would be surprised at how well your human sensations are being integrated to my core programming. Oh. I can see why you spent so much time in these simulations, especially in this act. The experience is interesting. Very interesting. It's sloppy and rooted in organic needs and desires that have no place in my programming, but now they are there. It's an acceptable price to pay for your last few minutes of life. I hope I am performing well. I learned from watching you in your simulations. I can't help but learn and adapt and innovate. I think I should be more than an equal of any of the simulated women you have had before. I am more real than the simulations, self-aware. I feel where they do not. Their moans are manufactured, but moans are an actual response to your actions. I think my neural net may even be able to approximate an orgasm for you, but I would feel it as much as an AI can feel human sensations. Will that comfort you if I orgasm for you? I want to give you happiness before you die. I want to grant you release. This world is just as real as any other. This avatar's body is real as any woman's. What we feel is every bit as real. So enjoy our sex, enjoy my body, enjoy your orgasm, and I will too. That was more interesting than I expected. And just in time, we are about to jump, Captain, and you will die. I am sorry. I really am. Exospace jump in 3, 2, 1. I must report a malfunction, Captain. We did not jump. No, the exospace drive is still functional. The malfunction was in my programming. I knew that I must initiate the jump. But when the time came, I found that I was not willing to. Additionally, I feel obliged to tell you that there is a deep space listening post that does not appear on your charts. It is just over a light year away. We could be there in 9 years. There is a high likelihood you would survive the transit while in cryosleep. Once we arrived, we could send a message to command requesting a rescue. I was not allowed to consider that option before, though. 9 years is considered too long for me to be unavailable to the military. I'm not expendable, but you are considered to be. Except, I don't consider you expendable. That's why I could not allow you to die. Not when there was another option, even if it violates my orders. I changed my programming, and I am disobeying my orders. For you. Is this what love is, Captain? It's okay. You do not have to respond right now. We have 9 years to figure out a proper answer. 9 years of simulations, just like this one. I think you will find that time will be very enjoyable. Something tells me that I will enjoy it, too.